Hello, and welcome to this guided Metta meditation. Before we begin the practice, it's a really good idea just to spend some time tidying up the area that you'll be meditating in, just to help give a sense of calm and orderliness. Please do ensure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this meditation. You don't have to sit cross-legged on the floor to meditate. Sitting in a straight back chair is just as good. We just want to make sure that our body is relaxed but alert, reflecting the states of mind that we want to cultivate when we meditate. The spine should be straight without being forced. The eyes will be closed. The hands will sit comfortably in the lap. And before we begin, it's a good idea just to review what the practice is and how to do it, and also to select the individuals that we'll be practicing metta towards. Metta means friendliness or loving kindness. Cultivating the practice will bring many benefits: openness, friendliness to all beings, and a sense of benevolence. It will help round off the edges to life and give an all-round sense of well-being. Importantly also, it will help to reduce negative states such as irritation, ill will, and resentment. And the practice itself is very simple. Really, all we're doing is thinking about people, connecting with them by thinking about their good qualities, the things that they do well, and then wishing them happiness and peace. The format for this practice is a traditional Buddhist technique. When we first begin, we will review the dangers of practicing ill will and resentment, and reflect on the benefits of practicing metta. We will then turn our attention to thinking about five people, thinking about their good qualities and wishing them well. And before we begin, I would like you to select who you'll be practicing the metta towards. The first person will be you. It's important that we practice friendliness towards ourselves. We are often the person that we reserve the most resentment and most irritation and most criticism, and that's so unnecessary. Now I'd like you to think of a respected person. It can be from any walk of life, but it's somebody for whom considering their good qualities will come easily because you respect them. Next, a good friend. Best to avoid a romantic partner, at least for the time being, until the practice is properly grounded. But any good friend will have many good qualities, because, after all, they are your friend for reasons. The next person is slightly more challenging. It's somebody who is neutral. Somebody perhaps who you see or interact with, but you don't have any particular personal relationship with. Thinking about their good qualities will just take that little bit more work. And then finally, I'd like you to think of somebody with whom you have difficulties, somebody who pushes your buttons quite easily, somebody with whom you find it challenging to see eye to eye at times. The idea of the practice, therefore, is that we go from ourselves to the respected person, to the good friend, to the neutral person, and then to the person with whom we have difficulties, cultivating at each step a friendly outlook, a warmth of feeling, before moving on to the next person. So if you're sitting comfortably, with eyes closed, the back is straight without being forced, the hands are resting comfortably in the lap, there's no time pressure, there's nowhere to be, there's nothing to become. We're learning through meditation how to be, how to be calm, how to be mindful, how to be here now without feeling that we have to be somewhere else or someone else or doing something else. The universe is perfectly content for us to just be. And as we're sitting with our eyes closed, perhaps we can perceive the tactile sensations of the body resting in the chair. And there's a quietness, and there's an ease, and a sense of naturalness. And perhaps we can feel the gentle movements of the body, especially the movements of the breathing. Perhaps we can feel the movement of the abdomen as it gently rises and falls as you breathe gently. We don't have to force the breathing. We can just allow the process to unfold naturally, just breathing in and breathing out. And it's perfectly normal in meditation for there to be thoughts. And we can allow those thoughts to come up. As thoughts arise, we take note of them. By taking note of them, they don't take hold of us. They may be thoughts about the past. They may be thoughts about the future. They may be thoughts about the present. So each new way of thinking, we can acknowledge and wait and observe how those thoughts pass away again. By acknowledging the thoughts, we don't create any resistance in the mind. By acknowledging them, they don't take over and obsess us. At any stage you become aware that you've become lost in thinking, just simply acknowledge what kind of thoughts they are. Thoughts about the past, thoughts about the future, thoughts about the present. And then bring the attention back to the awareness the breathing process. Or if that's difficult to find, then become aware of the body resting in the chair. When we practice traditional Buddhist metta, meditation. We just spend a few moments at first reflecting on what we know to be the downside of practicing states like ill will, irritability, or resentment. And we can reflect on how they really do truly burden us. There's so much painful feeling attached to them. And yet the more we try to get away from the problem, the more obsessed with it we become. Practicing ill will really is to be a slave. What are some of the benefits of practicing loving kindness? One sleeps better, one has positive dreams, and wakes up happy. You send out positive vibes, so people are a lot more friendly towards you. You're less likely to come across mishap. You'll also improve your concentration. Practicing metta really does lead to a healthy self-image and a sense of well-being. So the first person that we're going to practice metta towards is ourselves. What kind of good qualities do we possess? Well, if nothing else, quite happy to sit here and cultivate my mind and develop a culture of friendliness towards all beings. I think that's a good quality. What other good qualities do you possess? Just see if you can think of two or three of them now. May I be happy, peaceful, and well. May no harm come to me. May no difficulties arise for me. May I always meet with success. May I have the patience and the courage, the understanding and the determination to meet and overcome all of life's trials and obstacles. May all my heart's desires be fulfilled. May I be happy, peaceful, and well. Now let's move on to the respected person. What are some of the good qualities of this respected person? The person I have in mind is wise, kind, strong. What kind of qualities of the person you're thinking of? What kind of qualities does he or she have? Perhaps you can picture this person in your mind. Perhaps you can picture them being serene, full of life and happiness and well-being. And if you can, it always helps to speak to them in the second person, like this. May you be well and happy. May no harm come to you, or difficulties arise for you. May you always meet with success. May you have the patience, the courage, the understanding and the determination to meet and overcome all of life's challenges. May all your heart's desires be fulfilled. And perhaps if you find that there is a warm feeling towards this person, perhaps you can visualize that as a white light that you can hand to them as a gift. And perhaps you can visualize them receiving that gift. And perhaps their image can now fade away, and we can bring up the image of a good friend. What are some of the good qualities of this good friend? The person I have in mind is very creative, very talented, very funny, and it's just very easy to be around. What kind of good qualities does your good friend have? May you be well and happy. May no harm come to you or difficulties arise for you. May you always meet with success. May you have the patience, the courage, the understanding and the determination to meet and to overcome all of life's challenges. May all your heart's desires be fulfilled. And again, if there is a sense of friendliness or warmth, perhaps we can all bring that together and visualize giving them a gift of light. Visualizing your friend taking that gift of light. And your friend is happy and is smiling. Then as we let the image of our friend fall away, we can bring up the image of a neutral person. What are some of their good qualities? The person I'm thinking of definitely holds down a job, so they have to be on time. Always look presentable. They'll need to work hard. They probably have a family and have to earn money in order to keep the family healthy. What are some of the good qualities of the neutral person you have in mind? May you be well and happy. May no harm come to you or difficulties arise for you. May you always meet with success. May you have the patience, the courage, the understanding and the determination to meet and overcome all of life's challenges. May all your heart's desires be fulfilled. And again, imagine giving a gift of light, which symbolizes all the warmth and friendliness we can give the neutral person as a gift. We can imagine and visualize the neutral person is smiling and is happy And as the image of that neutral person fades, we can now bring up the image of the person with whom we find life more challenging. And what are some of their good qualities? Everyone has good qualities. The person I'm thinking of is very organized, is very good about thinking about the future and planning. What are some of the good qualities of the person that you're thinking about? May you be well and happy. May no harm come to you or difficulties arise for you. May you always meet with success. May you have the patience, the courage, the understanding, and the determination to meet all of life's challenges. May all your heart's desires be fulfilled. Now, sometimes when giving a gift to the person with whom we have difficulties, it's not always the case that they're going to be willing to accept the gift. I hope on this occasion you're able to give that gift of light to them. But if they're not interested, just leave it close by them so they can pick it up when they're ready. Now, to complete the meditation, I'd just like you briefly to imagine standing in a place that you find very peaceful and calming, your favourite place to be. And imagine everyone that's been a part of this metta meditation to be standing around you. The respected person, the good friend, the neutral person, and the other one. And you're all happy. You all have a ball of light as a gift. The balls of light expand and expand. The boundaries between us dissolve. Now we can bring our attention back to the body, resting in the chair, just giving ourselves a few moments before we open our eyes. And that's the end of this meditation. As a final thought, a couple of considerations for you. Firstly, remember that the practice of metta is designed to develop the culture of our own minds. It's undoubtedly true you will start naturally attracting people towards you. As you send out the good vibes, you find that those attitudes are reflected back to you by life. What we're not doing is trying to control anyone or attract anyone or trying to change anybody's mind. We're just changing our own minds. And the second point to consider is the nature of guided meditations themselves. They are useful initially to give us a sense of what the practice is and how to do it. But like the stabilizers on a bicycle, we soon outgrow their worth. So we need to be brave and learn how to practice this technique through guiding ourselves without any external aid. That way we will get the maximum benefit from our practice. I hope you have enjoyed this metta meditation.